This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. That is Leanna LaHavis, the cover of Say a Little Prayer for You. I think this is it's on my mind. We need to be thinking about each other, practicing empathy, understanding, compassion. And people should also have the privilege of knowing that there are people who care about them and look out for them, you know, have a duty of care for them and take it seriously. So good morning, Bahamas. Today, I say a little prayer for you. It's Thursday, 25th of July, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. Thursday, the 25th of July, means that we are 8 days away from the HHT family reunion, the HHT family reunion. If you are still scrambling for details, you say, man, I say HHT, I come into the reunion, but you forgot to register. Listen, you still have time. What's HHT? The Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Reunion, 2024, August 1st through 4th. Here are the numbers to call, 424-7228. That's 424-7228 or 455-7242. That's 455-7242. Email address, HHTReunion1782. That's HHTReunion1782@gmail.com. 8 days away, guys. We still have time. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Erin?
I'm good, thank you. This road traffic Thursday?
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots to talk about today. There's road traffic Thursday. There's election 2024 USA. I wanted to have a discussion about the compendium of intellectual property rights laws, legislation that the government is intending to table and has put out for consultation. And I had some questions to ask surrounding it. We may or may not get to those questions. But, you know, are there processes, words, phrases, lyrics, recipes even, stories, that should not be claimed as one's intellectual property? Are there things, words, things that we do or ways that we do things, phrases, lyrics, recipes, or stories that cannot be claimed by one individual, one person? Another question, should non-nationals be allowed to copyright, in quotation marks, register or trademark any Bahamian word, phrase, story, recipe, etc.? And the third question, can an island or settlement or family line claim ownership of a process, phrase, word, song, lyric, recipe, etc.? In terms of election 2024 USA, here are some of the questions on the table. Will Kamala Harris be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States of America? If not Harris, then who? Who would be her vice president? Are you voting? Are you voting Harris or are you voting Trump? I mean, if you could vote because you're a Bohemian and you can't vote in other people's election, I just make this note: only citizens can vote in elections. Yeah, no country is forming a non-citizen voting bloc. It is like antithetical to the Constitution. It can't happen. It don't make sense. And so, who are you supporting, Harris versus Trump? Is America ready for a black female president? Will America tolerate another 4 years of Trump? Does America see Kamala Harris in the same way that the rest of the world sees her? Kamala is Key and Peele or Wayne Brady black. She's not Bernie Mac or Paul Mooney black. Is Project 2025 Trump's idea? Or is the Heritage Foundation using Trump and a disorganized Republican Party for relevance and validity? And a question on the table, can you agree with the positions of the Project 2025 without being aligned with the Heritage Foundation's fundamental principles? So I texted their station manager. I got a text here for you to take a look at. So those are some of those questions on the table. In terms of the intellectual property rights legislation, there are two very interesting stories in yesterday's papers that people could tune into for greater context for the intellectual property rights conversation. The first is SBDC launches Creative Entrepreneurs Initiative. That's Nassau Guardian, yesterday, Wednesday, the 24th of July. The Small Business Development Center has launched the Creative Entrepreneurs Initiative to help creatives learn skills that can be utilized in the tourism sector. And the second story in yesterday's Tribune, A Guide to Bohemian Words and Phrases, published by Teen. Nico Miller, age 19, spent about 3 hours a day for 2 months working on a book he has published, The Bohemian Dictionary, A Guide to Bohemian Words and Phrases. So that's what I prepared yesterday evening for today's show. But then, of course, you pick up today's papers, and there are two, I think, prominent stories. Not the Atlantis loses bid to block P.I. Wendy's restaurant, but BPL union angry. Wilson says workers feel disrespected by government in today's Guardian. We are committed to BPL employees, government says. And then, same Guardian, government accused of violating MOU PLP signed with unions. So that's one set of stories right there. And then the other story, halt order given on Athol Island.
How did they get permission in the first place?
The Department of Environmental Planning and Protection said it issued a cease and desist order regarding a project on Athol Island. A cease and desist order would suggest that they didn't have permission to do what it is they were told to cease doing.
That's what you got out of that?
Yeah, if a cease and desist order is issued, right? What we take from that is that somebody engaged in behavior or actions, they did not have permission from the relevant authorities or permission givers to engage in. And so the cease and desist letter says, nobody gave you permission to do this. Please cease and desist before we engage in legal action.
Shouldn't it be still legal action if you destroy the environment?
That's a subsequent action, right? Whether you had permission to engage in what it was you were doing or not, right? If you didn't have permission, then the whole thing is a breach. Mm. If you did have permission, then it was determined that you operated outside of the bounds of the authority you were given or the permissions you were given. The second article in the business section of today's Tribune, Athol Island, go ahead 1 month after cease order. So those are some of the stories on the table. Let's go to the text line. It says, great show as usual. The question is, will Trump start World War III? I would like to stick a pin here and say that presidents don't start wars. Hmm. America in a bad crossroad, especially black people with racists on one side and black elites who don't see their responsibility to do something. I imagine the text is going to say on the other. And so here are the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, Family Island, toll-free phone line, and of course the text line, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Who are you supporting, Trump or Harris? So A, Trump, B, Harris, C, have you considered this?
Any reason of why? Like a short reason of why?
Yeah, you could give a short reason.
Yeah.
You could give a short reason. Aaron and CA, one of the reasons we use copyright registration is because we do not always know which party was first to use a name or write a song. A good example is that the whole country knows which group used the Valley Boys name first. Our register should have grandfathered that name so that no other group could use it. In the heart of most Bahamians, there's only one Valley Boys. Our laws should be in harmony with the hearts of our people. The stakeholder...
It could be argued in court.
Yeah.
And I hear the argument, but the problem is, it's the same people claiming the name.
Yeah.
It's not someone foreign claiming the name. It's like the children of Aaron Green. You both have right to...
The name.
The name.
Like my son and my daughter arguing over who could carry the name.
Yeah. It's both your name.
Is the matter before the courts formally?
I don't know. You know, I know the sponsors said they need to have some kind of mediation.
Because they require clarity before they can make a decision.
And they hold in all the money. All the money get freeze and tell you off who are the real bad Valley Boys.
Absolutely. Texas said, D, none of the above. No Harris, no Trump, and no consider this. So what America could do? What is America going to do? I see we got a caller on the phone line, producer. We can go to the call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green. Good morning, Nuri.
How you do?
I'm doing fine. I just wonder, well, we got several things to say. I want to say to PTC, do not block NBC and CBC for the Olympics.
Hold on.
Post clean. And let me get to the main point.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's stick a pin. You're talking about the inability to access particular channels emanating out of North America for the Olympics, right?
Right.
Well, you know, this is a geopolitical conversation where developing states have been told by developed states that you can't have the same media that we have. You're not entitled to it. You don't deserve it. I mean, they're going to say things like, well, your region is so small that it's not profitable. It's not economic. It doesn't make economic sense to broadcast these things in your region. But surely we have the right to know about the world. And shouldn't we be accessing media from the same Americas that at a geopolitical level we are wrapped up in all of their political and economic decisions?
What do you say, no Olympia?
Let's move on, Pumpkin Eater. I thought we was talking about things. What's your next point?
Yeah, right. That confused me, really, but you may be glad I'm going to hang up.
Well, no, let's talk about it because you're making a request in futility, right? The point, the request that you have that NBC and the other channels are not blocked for the Olympics, that's a part of a broader regional conversation about access to media.
Right.
Right?
You're right.
It's not just about the Olympics. It's about why all the commercials in Spanish, but we're English speaking.
Oh, yeah. That's a broader conversation. Read it up. And I'm hoping that whoever the minister is, let's have that conversation in the future.
And then let's ask if we have diverted so much of our resources to sports, to the Olympics, why isn't it that the government has figured out on its own or as a part of a CARICOM block how it is we can access this media from the global north as opposed to being forced to access it in the ways that we are accessing it? At the same time, people in the region may be saying, listen, why aren't we as a region working on building our own media platform so we could broadcast our own media to ourselves wherever the content is in the world that we're capturing?
I remember a long time ago, before I get to the second part, Minister Fred Mitchell back then, he wanted us to go directly to the United States, but he stopped lobbying for that.
Okay.
When Blanco ambassador to the Bahamas, Blanco something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember him.
No.
Who they run, saying he's president.
I don't remember.
I can say it to you.
Okay.
But my second point is I'm continuing to campaign for Donald Trump.
You campaigning for Donald Trump?
Yeah, I've been American for a year, and behemoths who could vote. Vote for Donald Trump.
Give me one reason why.
One reason why?
Yeah.
Because I'm a Republican.
Okay, thank you. You have a good day, Pumpkin Eater. Pumpkin Eater say he's a Republican, Nuri.
Yeah, man.
You ain't hear that party.
I hear it.
Pumpkin Eater, how could you be a... Take this man's... I can't take your voter's card. I can't do that. That's against the law.
Some dual citizenship guys.
No, man, he said he didn't say he's voting for him. He said he's supporting him.
He said he's a Republican. That's what he said. He's a Republican.
He could... You have a card? You a card-carrying member of the Republican, sir?
Of course, he's paid his dues.
Here's another text. I heard people say recently that they don't like Harris because all she does is smile and laugh. And I thought to myself, could anybody have smiled more than Barack Obama? Is a female executive anywhere in the world allowed to laugh and smile? Or is it off to the gulag with you at the first giggle?
Now they're saying that she's as good as Barack Obama.
Anyway, based on the comments, I decided first to look up, not her, but her parents. Her father is a noted Stanford economics professor. Her mother was a cancer researcher. That's an amazing incubator.
Yes.
Kamala herself was the Attorney General of California. You don't get those top positions in the U.S. and hold them because somebody like you. You have to be qualified and demonstrate competence. There's ask for your resignation quick. Mm-hmm. See the FBI director. I also recall her interrogations in those Senate investigations. She skewered the candidates with surgical precision. Keep smiling, Kamala, and laugh once in a while. I could be honest with you, but I think I prefer a Thatcher Merkel.
I don't like Thatcher.
I didn't say you had to like her. I didn't say that part. I prefer a Thatcher Merkel, what you call the disposition on, you know, on your face, resting face. I prefer a Thatcher or Merkel resting face. I wonder, like when we say this, keep smiling. Sure, keep smiling. I got a problem with that. But how close is that to sundress diplomacy?
There's just
a pretty face smiling all the time.
It's a behemoth term, say you're too grinny. Being too grinny is not a compliment.
Right.
So I'm assuming if I could replace this, she smiles a lot to being too grinny.
Right.
That ain't no compliment. That ain't no compliment. But I'm not sure if he's grinny or not.
And too grinny in and of itself is a critique, right? Which is, it appears as if you're not taking things seriously enough.
Mm.
And from the opposition, I become wary when people are too grinny because it means something else happening behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And the grinny is a facade. No, I agree, Texter. And the Texter says, listen, she's not just a pretty face. All right, let's get to Road Traffic Thursday. Mr. Nuri, you've been on Tonic William Darling's Highway?
I have been on Tonic William Darling's Highway.
Eastbound lane?
Let's see, it's eastbound. Yes, eastbound lane.
Were they paving the left lane in the eastbound side of the highway?
They were scraping it off. I'm not so sure if you call that paving or you call that scraping it off.
Well, I think
to be paved.
When I think I got on it on the highway, not on the scrape part,
mm-hmm.
they had finished the scraping or they were in the process of finishing the scraping.
Okay, they finished the scraping.
Yeah.
And now they have blocked the unscrape part now,
mm-hmm.
and allow you to go on the scrape part. So I guess they're going to do the whole road one time.
One time. Did you see any road closure notices anywhere on Facebook, social media? Did you see any in the road approaching the highway warning motorists to detour, divert, or be prepared for delays in traffic?
No, but today, as they do the left side heading east, there's a detour into what that area is?
Yowella?
Yowella.
Okay, so they're detouring people off the highway?
Off the highway.
Together. Entirely?
Well, that's
for that portion.
That portion,
yeah. So we're advising people to avoid 20 Darling Highway if they can. I remember you reminding me, Mr. Newry, that perhaps it's too early to call for Mr. Clay Sweeting's resignation
as
Minister of Works. Did you see the picture of him, the PR moment, where he was pretending to be a road worker and he had a shovel in his hand and he was standing on the tarmac in tennis, sneakers?
You mean he was doing a Ron Pinder?
In boat shoes?
I haven't seen someone doing a Ron Pinder in decades. I don't know if politicians still do that.
Yeah.
Next time you'll see him on the garbage truck?
No, next time we're not going to see him on the garbage truck.
What but when?
Next time we're not going to see him at all. Because let me tell you why. On the surface, it may just seem like a frivolous critique, a complaint even, by somebody who just don't like politicians, right? But imagine now, Clay Sweeting, the Minister of Works, in a beautiful PR moment, is in the midst of doing the work with no safety gear on. You don't have a helmet, you don't have the proper work shoes, you don't have the proper work clothes, you don't have proper work gloves, you don't have safety glasses. Again, you don't have a helmet, you don't have a safety vest, nothing. Nothing. There's nothing in that image that suggests that you, sir, are concerned about and have shown the entire Ministry of Works how serious you are about worker safety. I wish I had the articles today, given the number of OSHA reports or OSHA-like reports that we have had over the last, say, 12 months.
I just like to say, I just got a flyer from Roadworks, said Tonic William Dylan Highway. Works will take place between Independence Drive and Gaims Boulevard. Phase 1 starting Monday, July 22nd through Friday, July 27th, 2024, from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. So yes, a notice did go out, and he shared
it
on my page.
Did it go out where and to whom? And let's talk about notices going out. Here is this function, here's this thing about Facebook, and this is why Facebook is not an appropriate space for government agency notices. Eyewitness News, I get their notifications, right? And I'll get a notification that says, Eyewitness News posted a story 15 minutes ago. When I click on that link and I go to that story, the actual story says that it was posted 6 days ago,
mm-hmm.
right? Facebook does not have the algorithms do not present an accurate timeline for the dissemination or posting of information. Facebook has algorithms that the people using it cannot control entirely. So you're not sure that your message is reaching the widest audience that it can. Let's talk about TikTok. When you share TikTok videos and all of these social media videos, if you are not already logged into that app or if you don't have an account on that app, then you can't access the media being shared by the government agency. It's completely and totally inappropriate. And look, you have newspapers that you could publish notices in all the time.
But it was definitely on social media from the 17th. Now it's the 25th.
No. How are you telling me? Caller, coming to you right now. Show me the proof that you know that was on social media from the 17th.
Well, I got to go research. The people who sent it to me saying that.
Okay, that's cool. Tell me the people who sent it to you. I could accept that.
Yeah, from the 17th.
Right. Here's the next thing. Government agencies and civil society organizations that the government shares information to with the hopes that they disseminate it to the wider public, mm-hmm. they don't. These people you're entrusting, like you invite them to be a part of the process and they get a little privilege and proximity and access to news, they don't share it with the rest of us. Good morning, Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Morning, ma'am. How you do?
Fine, thank you. Aaron, talking about road works. So they haven't finished Gladstone Road yet. and jump on to Tonic Williams Starling Highway? How does that work? I mean, who makes the decision as to, because from what I see in the paving, it's the Ministry of Works paving section that is doing this paving. So why is it that they jump, they start one, half that, and jump to the other? This even Kennedy Sub, they started Kennedy Sub months ago, and they are yet to complete that. Portions of that are still dig up, waiting to be repaved. But then they run to something else. Now they're on something else. It's like nothing is actually completed. They jump from work to work. Glasson Road is yet to be complete. I ride on Glasson Road last night.
Yes, ma'am.
It's yet to be. It's still part of it is still dig up. A small portion at that, and it's still not complete. But here they are on Tonic Williams Starling Highway. So do they want us to see or to believe that they're actually working until you actually ride the road to realize it's only a portion of it that is done, and then they run to start something else? Why not complete what you started? You know, you need to send that out to them, find out why is it that they're not completing the work that they start. Because it's ridiculous to start one, halfway do that, jump on the other, halfway do that, jump on the other, halfway. No, that's too much.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah, final ride, they can't complete something first, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You, wait till you hear what I can say next. So, I got word out of Andrus. There's roadworks in Andrus been, I don't know, sitting, no pun intended, standing, no pun intended. That's what cars do. For a couple of years now, they finally reached bearing point. Recently paved road had to be dug up immediately because of a problem with water and sewage infrastructure. I mean, dug up immediately. See, that's why there's a problem with the minister in a PR moment on a work site without the proper work gear and safety gear on. So I told you all, every time I saw somebody in Crocs or tennis or improper shoes on Village Road, road work project, I could almost accurately lay out the timeline delay. I told you a long time, you see all the concrete manhole covers all crack up already in the road. It gets better. Eastern Road Roadworks. For those who don't live in the area but may have to travel through once in a while, portions of the roadworks extend east of Johnson Road, so you still have to be very careful. Now, this is particularly troubling because that portion of road was just recently paved.
Just paved.
I'm certain they've now been in it five times.
Easy.
They've been in it at least five times since they just paved the road. Why y'all don't hire me to throw asphalt in the air? I know Obeah. I don't practice it. That's against the law. But I know it. And maybe when I throw it in the asphalt in the air, it'll know what to do. It'll know how to patch itself. All the patches that y'all subcontracted out on Johnson Road, all mash up, except for the hot patch guys. Except for the guys who did the hot patching on the verges of the road by the silk cotton tree. Everything else, mash up. Eastern Road was just recently paved. They done been in it at least five times. That's the road works portion of road traffic. Thursday, we're going to transition to the road traffic enforcement. I don't be on Hay Street plenty, you know. But when I'm on Hay Street, I'm shocked to see cars traveling in the opposite direction of the flow of traffic. Y'all don't have traffic cameras. Y'all don't have CCTV in that area. Imagine my surprise as I was preparing to turn into Hay Street from Blue Hill Road when a vehicle just decided that they were coming out onto Blue Hill Road from Hay Street. Also, dear Royal Bahamas Police Force Road Traffic Enforcement Division, did y'all know that every day at Mackey Street and Shirley Street, people be turning right on red all the time? Did you know that the most egregious, that's how older people that say egregious,
yeah.
Egregious?
Yep.
Did y'all know that the most egregious violators are people who have public service licenses? Taxi drivers, tour bus drivers, livery drivers. Oh, and then there are the people who have the commercial driver's license, the CDL, the big body vehicle people. They also enjoy ignoring the law and doing it right in front of police officers that also do nothing, right there at Shirley and Mackey Street. I wanted to ask y'all, what's the most outrageous thing you've seen on the road? What's the most outrageous thing you've seen on the road in the last month? And for me, Mr. Newry, it is still the hearse that was at the green light on Market Street, about to cross over Shirley Street. And then the next thing I realized, they were reversing on Market Street back down to Trinity Place, across the facade of the Central Bank. What is supposed to be one of the most secured locations in the country. And people could just be practicing foolishness there all day with no attention paid to it. Let's go to the text line. Aaron, you know what? Me vote, I still waiting on Obama endorsement of Harris. Text says, on the airport road going around the curb, the cube gone over the fence. That's the most outrageous. Like, did you see it go over the fence? Or just that you know from visual, casual visual observation that it went over the fence? And seeing it, see, I wouldn't drive my car again. The first Bahamian I see flying a car, I park in my car and driving the car again. Never again. Y'all the same set of people when I in the hospital die and tell them, oh, you ain't had insurance, eh? You must have wanted to die. Yesterday's stories. Staff from PMH Morgue. They are in protest because of a diesel leak. Well, somebody shared with me images from the PMH compound, a fluid that seems to be running down the parking lot. Heading towards like Shirley Street. The individual who sent it to me said that employees and visitors to that part of the complex are concerned that it may be sewer related, that this may be a sewer leak in the PMH parking lot on the oncology side. Yes. Where's the dear Minister of Health and Wellness? We need to talk.
Leave Davil alone. He's busy.
Not fixing PMH and focusing on cajoling us into getting this special purpose loan from the Chinese to build this hospital out west. We need to fix the hospital we have right now, sir. Mm. We need to fix that right now, urgently. See, because it's a very, very troubling state of affairs in your country when the people who cannot travel abroad for better health care are left. I mean, when people who have good insurance are rendered to hosting multiple cookouts in aid of their family members' medical costs, but a prime minister could fly out for surgery for sciatica. The vast majority of us could not even consider having surgery for sciatica.
Our prime minister, Rich.
That's why y'all said you introduced the medicinal marijuana cannabis legislation, right? Because a large percentage of Bahamians cannot afford the world's best health care. It's a horrible look. It's certainly an even worse feeling to know that you are or you may be relegated to the halls of PMH, waiting for a bed, hoping that whatever's dripping on you is from the AC and not from the sewer.
Oh, God.
While the media launches and the Office of the Prime Minister Communications Unit launches beautiful stories about how well the Prime Minister recovered from his surgery. It is offensive. And surely that's not what we allowed you all to dissect the media for. Producer, let's go to a break while Mr. Newry looks at all the texts. And when we get back from the break, who are you voting for? Trump or Harris? What's the most outrageous thing you've seen on the road in the last month? And are there any words, processes, phrases, lyrics, recipes, stories, etc. that cannot or should not be claimed as one's intellectual property? You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Ooh.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school, so pick up your copy of the Nassar Guardians Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassar Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassar Guardian's back-to-school supply.
It's the most wonderful time of the
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Attention Bahamas, embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingraham, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must-read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter 1. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock. I see we got a phone call coming in, producer. Let's prep that. I got a text here that says Trump. They didn't just say Trump. They said, morning, Aaron and Yuri. Nothing happening without the Trump card. Trump or nothing. Trump. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How are you doing? Good morning, Mr. Nguyen. Bahamas Poppy. How are you all doing?
Good, good. How you doing?
Everything cool. Thank God for life. Yes, I would vote for Trump if I had a chance to.
Why?
Why? A couple different reasons. This lady, who's supposed to be the running for president for the Democrats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Harris. I think she should have been in place for this visit from the Prime Minister from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's setting a bad example if she's saying she won't be the next president of the United States, knowing the relationship the United States and Israel have. And if I was a Jew over there, I guess, I don't know how them Jews don't feel about supporting her. I was wondering if you could tell me what that is going on in California, where the Democrats are, they pushing this thing that if something going on with your child in school, they saying that they don't need to report it to the parents, or they can make decisions for the child. What is something to do with,
well,
with
I,
what Miss Green?
I am not certain what you're talking about, right?
It's a thing where Elon Musk threatened to take his business from Cali or something.
If what?
Because he disagreed with this thing, what I'm telling you.
Right.
You know what it's about, neither where.
Pause. Let me speak. So,
sorry. Nuri, ask Nuri. He can help us.
See, Papa, what you doing, man? What you doing?
I just wonder if he know.
What you doing?
Nothing.
Let me continue talking. It's good to have you call in. I can allude, or I could presume that you're talking about something to do with sexual rights, like transgender rights or gay rights. But I have not read the story yet. what I was about to tell you, that if it is a case where the state is putting in place provisions that would remove parental controls or mm-hmm. not require some state agents or actors to consult with parents mm-hmm. or get parents' permission for certain procedures, mm-hmm. that this would not be the first time that we are seeing this arise out of California. Because I'm sure that a similar conversation took place around the implementation of the HPV virus vaccine, mm-hmm. where the state petitioned that state actors would be allowed to deliver or give the vaccine to students without their parents' authorization or even knowledge of the procedure. So hold on. So I'm saying that if it is the case that the state is pushing forward legislation that would restrict parents' decision-making or give the state greater authority than parents in decision-making on some issues, this wouldn't be the first time that we've seen this happen in the USA generally, but specifically coming out of the state of California.
So it's accepted?
I don't know if it's accepted. I'm not even certain the specific issue you're referencing.
Okay. I can make my point now. So whatever it is, I try to reference or...
You could tell me. I don't understand why you won't tell me.
I can't bring it out. I need to do more.
Why you can't bring it out? Well, then we can't talk about it.
Okay, Ms. Green, I think anything concerning our children in schools, I think as parents, we should be notified and we make the last decision. I don't think it should be no state. How you feel about it? Tell me something. This Harris woman, she represents somewhere in San Francisco or Cali or something?
I can't even remember what state Harris is affiliated with.
I think she pushed for legalization, the use of marijuana.
I think she was attorney general.
Recreation.
In California.
California.
Yeah.
I think she's one of them. I think she's one of them who push for rights for people to be able to recreation or legalizing marijuana. I think she said yes to no borders. Anyone could come through. I think she for abortion.
Well, you have to give me a reference or a link. You just filibustering. This is just rhetoric.
I'm telling you what I recall and what I.
Yeah, but I need more specific. We need more specific and substantive contribution than that.
I guess she must be too liberal. If I had the opportunity to answer your question, if we could have voted over there.
Papa, you had the opportunity to answer my question for 3, 4, 5 minutes just now. Let's go to the next caller, please.
She's now the Vice President of the United States, and we need a judge on that. Is she competent to be President of the United States?
I think the record that we use to assess it extends beyond or back before she became VP. It's not just limited to
her. So when she was a senator?
Yeah, all of it.
But I'm not sure if people remember that far.
Was it when she was a senator that she was locking up black men?
No, that's before
like they had free healthcare in
prison? She's attorney general. That's before that.
Okay.
They going down her whole career.
Which is what is expected. I don't know what happened with Trump. See, that's what is expected, but we don't know what happened with Trump.
We don't even talk about Trump being in the Bahamas.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you and Mr. Nuri?
We're good, thank you.
That's good. Grand Papa, Papa, I don't know why you're so angry this morning.
Yes, sir. Funny.
But listen, I'm glad we have this conversation now about a woman now potentially being the president of the United States.
Yes, sir.
Because now that just awakened the conversation of now the Bahamian, if we're ready for a woman as a prime minister.
Ain't gonna happen.
You see? Well, that's what you say. But when we talk about the facts of the matter is, do I as a man continue to give the country leadership to a man to continue to allow them to fail? Because they're still operating like a woman through the female, tendencies. Because a lot of them lead by emotions and less by logics.
Aaron, you're emotional. I just said you're accusing them.
Tell him what you see on my face.
You need to see the disgust. But that's
okay. Not disgust. It's not disgust. Sir. It's something else. But
you
talk
to you on radio and as a woman and you have no disgust?
This is not disgust. This is shock and awe.
That's how men think, look at a woman like that.
Good morning.
What I'm saying to you is the truth is,
It's a truth.
I recognize as a man. I don't think I never thought emotionally first until I realized the nature of who I am. Okay? As a man, I just feel like we are logical being, even though we have emotions and we are aligned with them, but that's not what drives us.
All right. You know how I look at it? Look at it like this. There is no separation between logic and emotion. There's a thing called emotional intelligence. We all have emotions. Men are emotional beings. Women are emotional beings. Children are emotional beings. Old people, the 3 score and 10 gang, they are emotional beings. The question is emotional intelligence and whether you know how to manage and moderate your emotions appropriately and effectively in a way that does not become detrimental to you as an individual or to you as a part of the collective or to the collective as a whole. And so emotion and emotional intelligence feeds logic and critical thinking.
Now, I say logic is independent because when you look at reasoning and you look at why we make decisions, a lot of times men generally think about something before they act, or they act based on what they think, versus a woman may act based on how she feel about something. For example, when you interact with a woman, you find that women will follow a man what they could see versus than what they could see in their mind. So vision, for a woman to follow a vision, she first have to produce something for her to see in order to think or feel like that's something I could follow behind. Versus,
I don't like how you view in women. It's kind of odd.
I'm just saying that I don't think that they're separate, and I think that emotional intelligence, empathy, critical thinking, they drive logic and logical engagement.
That's not inferiority, because inferiority comes from the thinking of how you want to look at a woman.
So you believe that a woman could be a better president, a woman could be a better president because she used the emotions. That's what you said.
No, I didn't say that. I said that we will be able to, I say most times we say, you say that a woman will never be a leader in the country. And that's why I say to you, no, I disagree, because you have had men
who lead in the country like women. Sir, that's the offensive part when you suggested that we've had men who run the country like women, so what's the problem with having a woman anyway?
I didn't say
anyway.
Like them. I said feminine, their emotions. They lead more with their emotions because maybe of their influences or maybe how they just do things. But if you look at how persons make decisions, they make decisions based on how they feel about you, whether you could do the job or not. I don't like Hanschel. Whether he's qualified to do the job, he don't get the job. Whether the country's failing or succeeding, because I don't like him. It's not about whether he's qualified to do the job. That's how they make a lot of decisions in this country.
Okay, then.
Thank you, Angel.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a good day.
I would want to explain why I say at this present time there won't be any women prime minister is because of the machinations of the men in our politics.
It's not just the men.
We mash up women all the time. Every time we try
it's not just men.
And so who else does it?
It's men and women do it.
Yeah.
See, remember when Glenys Anna Martin was on the convention floor running for leader?
Mm.
And some scurrilous, uncouth man shouted from somewhere in the corners of the dark room, you go back in the kitchen?
Mm.
And alluded to something like, that ain't why you ain't got no man now.
Mm.
Right? There were women in that room.
Who said nothing?
There were more women in that room than that one man who said that thing.
I would have mashed him right up.
Listen, the point is this. As the gentleman was speaking, all I could think about is one former chair of a local organizing committee that responded to a reporter in an interview that's garbage. And it turns out he was referencing an audited report tabled by the Auditor General's office. Are you talking about emotional engagement and responses, sir? Logic is driven by emotional intelligence, spatial awareness, critical thinking, empathy, all of these soft skills, right? Intuition. And intuition is about sound emotional intelligence. All of these things drive logic.
Hmm. Anyway.
Mr. Nuri?
I suppose I have guests. No one texts me to say if they're downstairs or not. But I have two sets of guests, one for 11 o'clock and one for 11:30.
Well, if they don't come, there are these two stories here.
Yeah, we'll talk about the two stories.
Hold order given on Athol Island and Athol Island. Go ahead 1 month after cease order.
Who is doing stuff on Athol Island, though? They didn't give no name to say, well, identify the person?
Wait till you see the name. There is a name.
Did you mention the name?
Yes.
Just say the name before we go.
Well, I want to say it in context. I don't just want to throw out a name. I'm going to read from the article in the business section. Athol Island, go ahead 1 month after cease order. The Department of Environmental Planning and Protection yesterday revealed that despite issuing three such orders to Andrew Hanna, at least one of which remains in effect today, it nevertheless granted a certificate of environmental clearance that permitted him to construct a dock on the island off New Providence's northeast coast.
So who does this again? It's Andrew Hanna?
Yes.
The Hanna man did this?
Yes.
And he got permission from who?
The DEPP yesterday revealed that despite issuing three such orders, cease and desist orders, okay, what they're referencing, to Andrew Hanna, at least one of which remains in effect today, it nevertheless granted a certificate of environmental clearance that permitted him to construct a dock on the island off New Providence's northeast coast.
So someone gave him permission to do a dock. We need to talk to that person. Interesting. Anyways, 11:03. I see my guest is here.
So this has been on the clock.
Yeah, we'll stay here because it's an interesting conversation. We have two guests coming in, but I want to hash this out. It's interesting. I want to talk about this Athol Island. We might have to do that for next week and just have a whole day.
Let me see if I could get the MP to come and join us.
Yeah.
So he could share directly what his concerns were, are, and what alerted him
but why
to the matter.
Why are you building a dock on it? Perhaps the dock is a good thing. I don't know. Maybe there's a need for a dock.
There's also another articles in yesterday's paper, one of which is speaking to BNT, and BNT has raised concerns about the environmental
impact of the dock,
value of the island, and the historic value of the island and ensuring that these things are protected. Mm-hmm. It's like somebody also referenced that Athol Island is a barrier island, which is a part of the hurricane protection system, the Natural Geographic Hurricane Protection System.
But a dock wouldn't impact that.
You know what I haven't heard at all? UCCC, I haven't heard environmental impact assessment.
Mm. Of a dock, though? It's just a dock.
Your house, you build a wall, you need a EIA, because you may be altering the landscape in a way that becomes detrimental to your neighbors or to the wider public or to the road. You could be building your wall in a way that diverts water into the road, a road that has not been prepared with sufficient drainage, causing rapid deterioration of a road. All of these things are important.
Yeah.
Producer, play that music. I'm going to tell you whatever you have on deck because we late, but I say a little prayer for you. Bahamas.
I say a little prayer for you. Forever and ever, you stay in my heart.